Welcome to the weekend. Let's find a shade tree and take a moment for one of the classics. Is Odysseus all of us? Homer's hero is everywhere right now as buzz builds toward Friday's release of an epic cinematic take on the Odyssey by director Christopher Nolan of Oppenheimer, Inception, and The Dark Knight fame. Peter Rayner reviews the new movie next week. Meanwhile, Stephen Humphreys, our chief culture writer, assembled three erudite academics at a virtual roundtable to talk about the contemporary relevance of classical literature. They really delivered. They were intrigued by the adaptation, even excited about it. I mean, what's not fun about a Cyclops in IMAX 70mm? Mostly, they were bullish on the enduring centrality of the original work. You can view the video of the conversation from a link from this intro at csmonitor.com/daily. It's the bedrock of how to think about your life that you're getting from these texts, said Daniel Mendelsohn, whose 2025 translation of the Odyssey is widely acclaimed. You may make less money if you study English than if you study AI, but what are the tools that you are going to have to think about what's important in life? Watch our homepage, that's csmonitor.com, or app for news updates, including on the bipartisan housing bill that hit a key deadline at midnight. It's Saturday, July 11th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, July 14th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. And here are today's Monitor stories. Norway punches far above its weight as a sporting nation. The success of its athletes might be rooted in the way young Norwegians learn sports, by first focusing on the process rather than on wins and losses. It's a human-centered blueprint, a sports wellness expert tells our writer. It puts the person first by looking at the player pathway as a human journey, not just a sports journey. Mark Sappenfield reports from Oslo, Norway, for The Monitor. Artificial intelligence promises economic transformation. In a Memphis neighborhood called Boxtown, residents who once used innovation to build their own community are weighing challenges as needed resources are redirected to power an AI data center. Patrick Johnson reports from Memphis, Tennessee, for The Monitor. Experts say counterterrorism works. Yet, new cuts to U.S. intelligence operations are happening just as officials debate whether it's vigilance or Iranian restraint that has been key to keeping America safe from serious threats. Anna Molrein Grobe reports from Brussels for The Monitor. The nonfiction book The Wreck of the Mentor follows the strange story of a shipwrecked crew on a South Pacific island and the mixed response from the inhabitants. The book hits all the points that make stories about sailors in peril so compelling. Threats loom, our reviewer writes. Moral choices abound. Contributor Terry W. Hartle writes for The Monitor. Of course, sailing isn't always about high drama on the high seas. Our essayist remembers some childhood lessons that came through the sport. To be patient in stillness and enjoy quiet companionship. Contributor Lisa Liu Grady writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.